A visual art Lollapalooza today, starting with Watermark Art Center in Bemidji. The show is called Transitions, and it features the artists of Studio 10. Studio 10 is a virtual studio, distinct from a physical place, but it does involve 10 artists. Quite a variety of media deployed here, two- and three-dimensional, all of it conveying the artist's approach to the organizing principle, change. Sometimes it's obvious what was on an artist's mind, sometimes not, leaving the viewer to your own interpretation, which of course is how it always works anyway. Transitions is a strong, diverse exhibit up through September 26th. Watermark will be crossing the street soon. Talk about a transition to move into its new home. Actually, Watermark has already crossed the street. Their 505 gallery has been open for a while. A beautiful, roomy, flexible space showcasing work now by some of the area's best and best-known artists. From the 505 gallery, I moved on to Wild Hair Bistro and a photography exhibit called Casa Hogar by Brittany Fairbanks. These are color portraits of Mexican children, kids who've survived all sorts of tragedy and catastrophe, and are living in a Casa Hogar, a children's home. Fairbanks catches these survivors in moments of joy that belie their circumstances. Somehow you can hear them smiling. Right next door to Wild Hair, there was an event last Saturday at Headwaters School of Music and the Arts, Explorations in Metals by Kathy Gustafson. Kathy received a McKnight Career Development Fellowship Award from the Region 2 Arts Council to create these metal sculptures. And listening to her talk, I gather she's found a medium and process that's calling to her. Here's to that. Onward now, or backward in my case, to McCroskey Arts Center in Grand Rapids and their 23rd annual juried exhibition. This is another big multimedia show, 32 pieces by 28 different artists, juried by Colleen Sheehy, who's the director of the Plains Art Museum in Fargo. In two-dimensional work, third place went to Leah Yellowbird, second place to Ralph Hange, and first place to Claire Pearson, who also won the People's Choice Award. In three-dimensional, third place went to John Offit, second place to Patrick Luber, and first place to Catherine Peters. And honorable mention awards went to Jaron Childs and Susan Morrison. That's in the McCroskey Gallery. In the Minnesota Gallery, it's 47 degrees north, daybreaks at Bad Medicine Lake by the Moorhead photographer Wayne Goodmanson. 19 excellent digital color photographs of sunrises from summer to winter at Goodmanson's cabin at Bad Medicine Lake in Becker County. These are pictures of atmosphere, really, and they're very good. Just another week in an arts advocate's life at this Abundance of Riches address, Northern Community Radio Land.